Welcome back to the Power Hour. Our next guest, I've never talked to her before, although I didn't know her and Kat go back and forth and do different things, which is very cool. Alexandra Bruce, ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net. ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net. If you don't know that web address, you need to put that in your bookmark and put that right there and subscribe. She, exactly what it is, Forbidden Knowledge, all kind of different aspects and things that you can look up and interesting videos and what have you. ForbiddenMedia.com is where you can get her DVD Heal for free. And why is that a big deal? Well, one, it's a very important DVD. Two, it has been deplatformed from Amazon. I mean, this is really weird. I mean, you know, there's one level of censorship we've seen, and now the next level seems to be coming. This is like Alexander said right before the show, this has got to stop. I'm really excited to have her on. We're just going to have an open discussion about a lot of different things. Alexander, welcome to the Power Hour.
Why, thank you, Daniel. I'm really happy to be here with you.
Let's talk about kind of where we started, you know, off air. You were talking about the Daniel Estlin video and some friend of yours and kind of tell that story a little bit. Let's just go down that rabbit hole.
Well, basically Daniel Estlin talks about the liberal world order. And once you understand that, you can understand what's going on with Trump and like how insane the mainstream media has gotten. And now it's basically like a 9/11 every day in America where yeah. They're trying to, it's like a civil war being enacted in the media. And, so basically, you know, we've been moving, you know, the UN is a big part of it. It's a body that's a part of it. But, and there's this other guy, Mark Anthony Taylor, who is a gold trader who really did a deep dive into this and found it. It ties in with Jeffrey Epstein. So basically everyone is controlled by these people. And it's basically, it's like, it's the Rothschilds. Okay. And it's the people who create the right to issue money, the people who control the currencies, and that would be the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland, and all the things that they're associated with, like the IMF, the World Bank, the UN, and then all of these compromise operations so that every single bank CEO of any consequence, every major bank, has a CEO who's been blackmailed and they're controlled. And the people who run these things, it's the Mossad and it's the CIA and it's MI6. And these are basically, these intelligence organizations don't represent the countries that they're supposed to be affiliated with. They represent the central bankers. And that's the liberal world order. And that is who Trump is fighting against. And that's why we see this chaos every day.
Wow. Why did you get in Forbidden Knowledge? Because just so people know, you were an independent filmmaker. You were actually one of the three original founders of MTV's Yo MTV Raps, if you remember that show. You did a lot of varied things way far away from this. Yeah. Why in the world did you go down this rabbit hole?
I guess I've just always been, I'm really a truth seeker. And I did grow up, my mother was born in Brazil and I did my high school years in Brazil. So I always had two narratives, like the Brazilian version of reality and the American one. I mean, I'm more American. I was born here, but, they're radically different narratives about how the world works. And so I've always been able to maintain two very radical different worldviews at the same time. And how, you know, and like, how do you, rectify this? So, yeah, I guess because of, you know, having this, you know, I knew that whatever this picket white fence American thing was not the full story. You know, that's what being red-pilled and the Great Awakening is all about. It's not exactly what we've all thought it was.
Well, I'll tell you this. I spent vast majority of my life in the United States. I have been overseas a little bit, and I was shocked the first time, and I'm looking at the news, and one, I was in a foreign country that didn't speak English, and then I was in England where they did, so I could watch it myself. But I'm looking at the news, I'm like, wow, this is different news.
Yes.
And then it's like, what's going on? I mean, there was a disconnect there. Tell me what you mean by that as far as Brazil. I mean, I know what I experienced, but for our audience, what does that mean, two different narratives?
Well, I think that Brazil was really taken over by socialism more, I guess, I mean, America has too, but this, you know, this narrative about, well, that basically blaming everything that really is about these banksters, these central banksters on the United States. It's not being able to properly identify where the evil is located. Now, the United States was weaponized and turned into the military branch of the central bankers. Okay. And that's why we're doing all these just horrific, endless wars in the Middle East that, you know, do you want to go to war? Do you have a problem with Iraq? Is Iraq doing anything to you? Is Afghanistan doing any? Iraq, I mean, there's not even any tie to 9/11. Okay. And, so a lot of Latin America has had this idea that the United States is keeping them down when in fact it's the central bankers that are doing that.
There's that famous quote by Muhammad Ali, Viet Cong never did nothing to me, you know, kind of thing. Which is pretty timely now, has been for a long time. Some people in your position, I mean, you were, you know, they would just kind of go along with it. Hollywood, we've definitely seen, you know, evidence and have a lot of guests on talk about Hollywood, how they're just kind of bought and sold to the whole idea, and they're just part of it, hook, line, and sinker. But you went the other way. You know, is there something about you personally, your parents, or, I mean, it had to be something inside you that it's not just that you spent time in Brazil.
Right. I think it's just that I really care about the truth more than I care about. It's just, it would be insufferable to me to live a total lie. I can't do that. It's not.
Wow. Wow. That's, you know, not many people, what's it George Washington always says? It's very hard to resist the highest bidder. You know, in some way, I'm not saying that that's what you did, but in some ways that is what you did, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it is. Yeah. Like, you know, the way I was deplatformed 3 times last year, and I've been deplatformed before, but last year was just crazy. And what I've discovered is that I actually can live on not a lot of money, you know, and it's still better than being a prostitute, you know, just being a paid liar.
Explain that deplatform. So people hear that. I mean, here at the Power Hour, they eliminated our whole YouTube channel. We had to start from zero, and we really haven't even got much traction of that, even as we have. Explain for people what that means.
Okay, like here's an example you haven't heard a lot of because there's a lot of YouTubers and a lot of people on Twitter and maybe Facebook who have had their accounts closed. But this was one, you know, these are free services usually. But here's an example. I was using MailChimp. Like I send out a newsletter 7 days a week, you know, one newsletter per day to my subscribers. And so I was using MailChimp to do that. One morning I wake up and my MailChimp account has been deleted. And I asked them, you know, like, why? You know, I'm not, this is the way I do, you know, I don't spam. I don't do anything abusive. I don't do anything hateful. I don't do anything, you know, illegal in any way, shape or form. So it was like, how, you know, why? And they wouldn't answer me. That was just it. I was
They wouldn't give you any, MailChimp would not give you any response back.
No, they just said I had violated their terms of service, but wouldn't tell me what terms of service.
Well, yeah, what does that mean?
Well, that's the vague language that they all use. That's why your YouTube account got taken down, was because you had violated their terms of service. That's what they all say. And that, you know, the TOS is what they call it.
Well, talk about what that means to you, you know, for listeners
to
understand.
So for someone like me, who that's how I drive traffic to my website, and I make money by people going there, and there's an ad, there are ads on my website, and every time you open up the page, that means I get a few pennies per exposure, okay, to an ad banner. And so if the newsletter gets stopped, then the traffic isn't being sent there. And so, and then it takes a while to get started up on a whole other platform. And, you know, basically it halved my income because it happened to me twice. It happened with Constant Contact before then. And, so this is, you know, I can't even begin to describe how demoralizing it is when you have done absolutely nothing wrong, when you're paying them $700 a month, you know, you've done absolutely nothing wrong. And they just reserve the right to no longer do business with you. And so then with the final one, was with Amazon, where I was saying, here's the, where you can buy the VOD to my film. And they said, it's not available. And I'm like, what? So it took 2 months of back and forth between Gaia, the distributor, and the people at Amazon, who are too high up in some ivory tower. You can't speak to them. So the first thing they said was that somebody else was claiming the rights to the film. Now, that's ridiculous. I had to go through a massive, chain of title, just an incredible amount of vetting to get it copyrighted and everything that had to get done and get it on there to get a distribution deal. And I was like, and then I replied, I don't understand how some random person can be claiming the rights to my property and that will result in a deplatforming. Can any random person do that to somebody else and get deplatformed? Is that how this works? And so then another, like a month goes by and they say, oh, now they're claiming that you're making unscientific claims about medical, information. And, meanwhile, the film is based on a book by a cardiologist. It features him and like a dozen other practicing, MD physicians, and it cites peer-reviewed studies. So, this happened last, I suspect that was the MailChimp thing also, because one of the ways that I make income is by promoting these health summits that are usually natural health oriented. And, what you can do proactively to be healthier. And so Big Pharma has had a huge hand in trying to squash all of this. And that's because these huge big tech companies are going into the pharmaceutical business. And so they're going to silence anybody who competes with them. It's outrageous. It's completely ridiculous.
Who owns MailChimp? Do you know? Did somebody buy them? Who owns them, if you know?
I think it's just them. I think that they're in Atlanta.
Really? Mm-hmm. I was thinking somebody bought them, but maybe I'm...
Well, you know what? I might have known the answer to this at the time. I can't even tell you the amount of trauma and demoralization that really threw me clinically depressed for a while. Like, it's, you can't imagine. This is like, if you have a brick and mortar business, it's like if somebody like burns your store down.
Wow.
It's just, and nobody understands what you're talking, because it's all like in this virtual world and it's sort of arcane, and you have to be an online publisher to understand what this means, but it's really devastating. It's completely beyond the pale and ridiculous. And there need to be better protections for users of services, that this can't be, you can't just be taken down and deleted like that.
Well, we were having a discussion. One of the guests we're going to have on, I don't know how this relates, but I guess it does. Jay Sterling is going to come on this Friday, and we're going to talk about cryptocurrencies. And he was discussing about central banks. Out of one side of their mouth, they're discussing how, Bitcoin's a fraud and it's going to fail. And the other side of the mouth, they're putting in cryptocurrency infrastructure and buying up assets as fast as possible.
Absolutely. Well, that's the next thing. And many people believe that the coronavirus is sort of a false flag to bring about this
cashless
change like a fiat cryptos. And it does, it all ties in. It's quite amazing, because you would normally not associate like Agenda 21 with crypto and with social credit and with, the Internet of Things, but it's all tied together. And basically what's going on when you realize, you can see it. The convergence of all these things is where we're going. And
we already have our movies are digitized. Netflix. I mean, everybody listening, or at least most people, know about Netflix. That's digitized movies. The theater attendance is way down because movies are starting to be digitized. They're not analog on a reel anymore that you go sit in a theater and pay for overpriced popcorn. It's digitized. Your music has been digitized for quite a while. Napster kind of put that in. So what's next? What's next is your money.
What Agenda 21, what Agenda 2030 is all about is creating an inventory of all beings, all assets, all resources.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe you said that. There's very few people that understand what you just said. Expound on that. That is so profound.
Explain this is that. What's going on. They're basically, this is, modern monetary theory is going to get away. It's going to be sold as like, sustainable finance that's not debt based, right? Because right now, everything, you know, the way money is created is by putting you into debt and you pay it back. That's how money is basically created. And, you know, or the value of that fake money, the, you know, is created. And so what they're going to do instead is, so right now the government is the lender of last resort. And what modern monetary theory wants to do is to make the government the last employer of resort. And that's where universal basic income comes from. One of the leading people in this movement, and I'm forgetting her name, but she was the head of Bernie Sanders, you know, economic advisory committee. Not this time, but in the 2016 election.
Karl Marx's niece.
Yeah, pretty much. So anyway. The whole thing is to make a closed, centralized system. So when people say that AI and robots are going to put us out of work and stuff, I think that's kind of a lie, because they're always going to need people to run the machines. It's what's really going on is a centralization of all data and to monetize all that data.
Wow.
And basically the future money is going to be, it's going to be asset backed, you know, or derived in some way, and not, instead of being debt based.
I don't entirely understand this, ladies and gentlemen, but what she's saying is, I mean, it's 100% true from what I can see. Deborah Tavares, many other people I talk to. Imagine the grass that is in your yard. I know this is hard to imagine and doesn't even make sense, but they have plans where they're going to take the grass that is in your yard, the soil that is in under your grass, and they are going to digitize that in a value system that's accounted for in a whole digital world. Your music has already been digitized. Your movies are really starting to be digitized.
Your DNA, everything.
Your DNA, your money, everything. It's from an analog world moving into this digital collective consciousness world. That's where this wants to go.
It's the Matrix. It's totally the Matrix, and the whole financial system is going to be in it. And, you know, everything will be encrypted. It'll be on the blockchain.
Well, let's hope that that's not true, but.
There actually are some potential good. I mean, it's not evil, or it's how it is managed, and really, you know, the
right. It's not good or bad, right? That's not good or bad. That's just it is. How's it used?
If you put everything on the blockchain, you could actually get rid of corruption 100% too.
Right. That's good. You can get value.
Everything on, you know, on a public ledger and transparent, and corruption would no longer be possible. You know.
Well, you can also have a contract with somebody, and it could be written in cryptocurrency on the blockchain, and it's executable, and boom, it's done. It's none of this, well, I'm backing out, well, I'm not doing this, let's argue over the terms. No, the terms are set out in the blockchain. The terms are executed, and it's already in motion. There is no going back.
Exactly.
I mean, so it goes both ways. We got about 2 or 3 minutes before the break. I've never met you before. It's really a pleasure to talk to you. Your attitude, it's inspiring, really. Do you feel yourself as a trailblazer, as a, I don't know, a patriot in the kind of this very odd time? Do you feel that way?
Absolutely. But, you know, the thing is, I'm so in it and so, just doing it basically 20 hours a day, every day, that I don't really think about it. I just do it.
Let's talk about your movie, Heal for Free is the name of the movie. You said a little bit about it. What's somebody going to get out of that? Why should somebody invest in that movie?
Well, it's, it tells you something very interesting about where, you know, we've gotten. We're talking about how basically they're making, a simulation of reality in the, you know, digital sphere, right? And that's what's happened to it. We become so disconnected from the earth that it's actually causing what they're calling nature deficit disorder.
Ooh.
Which is a syndrome of chronic inflammatory conditions, that manifest in, you know, body aches, fatigue, non-restorative sleep, poor immune system, and these things that can make you a target of the coronavirus or something, you know. And so we need to, we're earthlings and we need to get back to earth. And it's just really simply just more skin contact with the actual earth, like, you know, walking barefoot on the sand or on the grass or swimming in a natural body of water, is incredibly good for you as far as restoring. I guess it's like they say, you know, that the earth emits a stream of electrons that neutralize these, you know, disease causing free radicals that are in our body. But there's probably, you know, deeper magnetic, things, but you do have to have actual skin contact. And that's what really the movie's about. And it shows studies and it's just very, you know, the filmmaker, Stephen Kroschel, is a very classic filmmaker. So it has like this kind of amazing, Czech Philharmonic orchestras does the music and all these.
Oh, cool.
So very it's just, cool. It's an inspiring, you know, and all these really great scientists talking. It's, you know, a visual feast. It's, you know, it's an inspiring film that's that, you know, and then, you know, there are things you can buy also that attach to, you know, your plugs. There's like a third plug in any, you know, unit. That is the grounding unit. That's the grounding aspect of your electrical system. And it plugs into that, not into the electrical system, but into the grounding part of it.
And I know what you're saying. Yeah.
So people people who manifest, who really have more electrosensitivity than others, you know, all this exposure to 4G and now 5G coming, which is a big part of what they're rolling out also with this digital, you know, simulation of everything, the Internet of Things.
So there's the music. So the movie is about grounding and getting yourself back to nature, and Amazon thinks that that's a threat all of a sudden.
Yeah, all of a sudden. The film has been on there since 2015. All of a sudden, they deplatformed
it. Boy, let's talk about it. That's a very important point, ladies and gentlemen. I hope that doesn't get lost, of the power, the influence, the tentacles that are involved. Stay tuned. More with Alexander on the other side. ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net is the website.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made. Good for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We got great products, of course, the magnesium oil from Martin Patella, the Miracle 2 soap, the regular, the moisturizing, the neutralizer, and the skin moisturizer. It's one of the first things that Joyce ever sold is the Miracle 2, and it's fantastic. Strauss Heart Drops, of course, the cinnamon and regular, the cardio support, the cardio calm. The kidney support, Uncle Kevin and I are on that. I mean, really, like in days, totally notice the difference. And we'll keep reporting on that. Works fantastic. Some of the best herbal products out there I've ever used. For me personally, unbelievable. Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail, the phosphatidylcholine, the krill oil from Frank Davis has the phospholipids in it. Very important. Vitamin E, full spectrum, alpha lipoic acid R, vitamin D3, etc., etc. Oregano, Oregares, colloidal silver, super silver, Optivita silver, silver gel, silver lozenges, Purely C, vitamin D3, magnesium, zinc, copper, and selenium, all at the Power Mall Chaga Max, absolutely there also. Alexandra mentioned EMF and kind of energy, 5G coming, whatever. Dave Stetzer, the Stetzer meters. If you've never done this or heard the interview, go back and put search on thepowerhour.com. You can look for Stetzer in that interview, and you can hear what he did as far as those meters, the Stetzer Gram filter, and what those mean in your house. Unbelievable. Help mitigate some of that. Very important. All these products that really help and bless your lives and want you to be as happy, healthy, and successful, as free as you can be. That's what I want for you. That's what this show wants for you. Just as God intends you to be. So check it out, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. Getting back to Alexandra, ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net is our main website, ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net. And just real quick, Alexandra, when people go there, what are they going to see? Give them a little Reader's Digest.
Well, it's basically this parallel reality. It's alternative everything. When I first started publishing, which will be 10 years in October, it was basically alternative everything, alternative energy, alternative medicine, alternative, history. Because of our current civil war, a lot of it is really about what's happening, and with the fake news and this basically the civil war that we're in America right now, which is really planet wide, and it manifests in different ways. Now it's the coronavirus is like the latest salvo in this war. And there's one guy, he's fantastic. His name is Spiros Skouras. And if you know who Sybil Edmonds is, she has, Newsbud. key, that's her news thing that she, it's like a closed, it's behind a paywall. She does things in a different way than I do. Like I basically curate all the great work of all the great, you know, alternative news people that are out there, all the up and coming, YouTubers and accounts that maybe a lot of people haven't heard of, like a new one that's phenomenal is called Article 7. And they're out of, the Netherlands. There's actually a couple good new channels coming out of the Netherlands. They're really good. They're good editors. They're smart and they get what's going on. And, basically what's going on is it's a war. It's the central bankers against humanity. It's not about Democrats and Republicans. It's not about the United States and Afghanistan. That's not what it is. It's the central bankers versus human beings.
Let me throw something. Well, let me also promote your video again real quick. Heal for Free is the name of the video. ForbiddenMedia.com. You can go to the video section and select that. ForbiddenMedia.com.
It's under DVD. Under DVD.
You can get Heal for Free. And then ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net is your main website. Okay, let me throw some at you that's kind of in the works that we've been doing here. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest focuses, I don't know if you heard the interview with Daniel Esselin. We were kind of talking about America and what America is, and he was coming from Russia's perspective. But I feel extremely strong, extremely convicted about the concept. America is an idea, and that idea is the Declaration of Independence. That is America. The fulfillment, the keystone of that document is the Bill of Rights, that we're endowed by our Creator, something special. There's a spark within us. There's power within us, and choices have been given by just nature, God of nature, whatever you want to attach to it, whether you're a religious person or not, just common sense, self-evident truth tells you that. Okay. The war then becomes to control that power, control that dominion. And so in America, at least in America, you can point to the law. There's no other country like that. Well, you can point to the Bill of Rights. You can point to the Declaration of Independence. And you can see that the power struggle is to capture that dominion that has been given by your Creator, by God, or nature's God, or however you want to say it, and then use it against you or use it to control you. And so in law, the Bill of Rights is what government can't do against you to protect you. And there's no other country like that. And so the battle, our enemy, you know, we can sit here and, you know, we may have 10 people on and they'll have 10 different ideas of who the enemy is. You know, the enemy is this, the enemy is that, the enemy is central bankers. You know, you've quite eloquently described the central bankers and accurately, I would say. But people would have all kinds of different opinions. And if you talk to somebody on the street that doesn't even know, they're going to look at you like, well, what do you mean? The bank loaned me money for my house. What are you talking about? And so for me, and what we're working on is that the enemy is anybody who violates the Bill of Rights.
I could not agree with you more.
Well, there's a bunch of us in the media, alternative, we can call it whatever you want. We had a big meeting in Houston. A lot of heavy hitters were there. I didn't even know you. You know, just kind of a spur of the moment thing because we're very desperate on time. But we've come together with some ideas. We have some things going. We saw what happened in Virginia with the sheriffs in Virginia. Do you know what I'm talking about with the Second Amendment and
yes.
Governor North? Okay. I knew you would. That moment was when the sheriffs interposed on behalf of the people, and they interposed also on the behalf of law. Because if the state, the government says that, hey, we're going to make quote unquote laws that are not really laws, but whatever, that we're going to now take your guns, restrict your guns, and then the sheriffs interpose between the execution of that, and they say, wait a minute, that's against the law, that's against the Bill of Rights, I'm going to stop you. That power.
Well, that's the, you know, our last refuge is the county level.
Bingo.
We have the sheriffs to enforce our American laws at that level. That's because everyone else has been compromised.
Oh my God. See, you get it. I didn't have to express this is the plan. So there's people. We have Sheriff Mack. We have Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers. We have some pastors getting involved. We have some people, but I don't want to make them public because, you know, I told them for the most part they'll stay anonymous from this meeting, but we're developing a plan and a concept where we're rolling out that's what we're doing. We're not red, we're not blue, we're red, white, and blue. We're American. And what is America? America is the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. That in one sentence, that's it. Thomas Jefferson wrote it.
I'm totally with you. I could not put it better than you. It's exactly where I'm at.
Well, my God. Well, there you, yeah, welcome aboard. there you go. I'm going to reach out to you. We're going to be doing some things, Alexandra. This is good. And we're working close to getting our plan together, how we can come out. And I've told my audience, I mean, you just said it. They hear it from me all the time. I've looked at a lot of things and a lot of plans, being able to get the sheriff, hopefully getting the county commissioner on board, and then have the people support them and have a some sort of militia or emergency corps, as the Bill of Rights explains, and being able to fortify at a constitutional level in the county. That's really it. That's the last and best peaceful situation that we have. That's what I see. You let me hear your opinion and tell our audience what your perspective is.
Well, 100%, because you know, and it really is, you know, at more of a community level. It's about us. It's we the people. That's who pays these people who supposedly represent us, but don't, but who are, you know, blackmailed and bribed by the globalists to overthrow us. Basically, we've had a nonstop attempt to overthrow our government, you know, since Trump, you know, got elected. And it's not, you know, it's because he's trying to take back our country. And the other ones were selling it out for the past several decades.
Talk a little bit about, in terms of current events, obviously you're not a virologist or anything, or a health expert, I mean, per se. What do you make of the virus? What's your feeling?
Well, I mean, I've seen the Indian study that was, they were forced to take it down off of this peer-reviewed site. You know, they'd submitted it for peer review. You know, there are some troubling things about the virus that make it appear that it actually is a bioweapon.
What do you mean Indian study? What are you talking about specifically?
Well, these doctors, you know, medical doctors from India did an analysis of the virus, and they found, you know, how the virus looks like an old World War II sea mine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Like a ball with spikes coming off
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of those are coronaviruses. The HIV virus is shaped like that as well. And what they found is that those the spikes are called S proteins or S glycoproteins. And what they found is that where those spikes connect with the ball, the round ball of the viral body, are amino acids that are found in the HIV virus, but are not found in any other coronavirus. So that made them suspicious. They said it's very unlikely that these are these are insertions. These were genetically engineered to have that. This is not an accident or a mistake. These were deliberately put there. So that's
I didn't know about the study. I mean, I'd heard that, and I'd heard several people say that. I didn't know there was a study by doctors from India. Did you capture that before it was taken down, or did somebody?
I just caught the abstract. It's linked to one of my articles about it. I can, it's on the front page on one of the. I'm forgetting which one, but I mean, I can look into that for you right now. Describe it. And then the other thing is that the second way that it looks weaponized is that it's basically a reiteration of the SARS virus that has a receptor that is, Asian males have like many times more than any other demographic. Not even Asian women have that receptor to that degree. So this is what makes the virus attack, lung tissue in these individuals who have that receptor more than other people. Of course, the thing will mutate. This is what viruses do. And so that's just where that was just the starting point. I mean, it could mutate into anything else. So, I mean, it does apparently have a mortality rate that is 35 times higher than the regular flu, but it's just so few people have been exposed in the United States as of yet. And it does seem to not attack children and younger people. It's people that are, you know, who have bad, you know, who have poor immune systems. It attacks people in their 80s or older more than anybody else.
Let's go to Italy. Italy, I mean, that's got to be pretty shocking. You're going along in your life, and then the next, you wake up in the morning and you go to work, and you're like, oh no, you can't go anywhere, and just quarantine just like that for a big part of Italy in the northern half.
Well, now I think that as of today, it's the entire country.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but I saw footage of Venice, and it was like the streets are empty. There's nothing, nothing in the canal, zero people. It was quite like, because that's a very bustling tourist place.
Yeah, one of the busiest in the world.
Right. Yeah. Nobody, not a soul. It's just wild.
That's like that Will. What's that Will Smith movie? What's that movie with the dog?
Oh, okay. The Day After Tomorrow or something.
It's, yeah, it's kind of like
Cloverfield. There's so many.
I don't know. That's not it, but whatever.
It's like a whole, you know how they all come out in groups? You know, it's like
the same.
That's
true. Talk about Italy. One of the nationalist leader there that's kind of coming out. They're having rallies
Matteo
and stuff.
Salvini.
Talk about that.
Yeah, so Matteo Salvini just lost a recent election, kind of like what happened in the 2018 elections here, because he's so popular and he was kind of supposed to win and he didn't, and it kind of looked, you know, probably there was
suspicious,
fraud going on. But at this point, I think that as of this week, his party, which is the Lega Nord party, has become the largest, has more people who are registered as in that party than any other party in Italy. And people are suggesting that, you know, because he has these huge rallies. He's like the Trump of Italy. And some people are suspecting that this is to stop those rallies. You know, and then in Iran, you have like half of the government is infected. You know, half of Congress in Iran has got.
Did that seem weird to you? I mean, of all the countries, it goes from China to Italy, then to Iran, then to, I can see South Korea. But this is, why Iran?
Well, apparently it has to do, apparently the patient zero in Italy was a Pakistani immigrant who was a food deliverer. He's like, delivers food.
You're such a racist, Alexander. You're such a, just a flaunting.
I'm not quite sure how he got it though, but that's what they say. And basically he was told to self quarantine, but he couldn't. He had to go make a living. He's a delivery guy. And so it was just, you know, he delivered food to people and everybody got sick.
Why in the world isn't America stopping planes from these areas like China? You know, like 3 weeks ago, didn't they start?
I think that Trump did do that and then everyone called him a racist.
One politician said that they called it the Wuhan virus and they called that's racist.
Well, the Chinese government has been, rolling out this racism trope since the very beginning, because remember it was all about bat soup. And, I don't know if you've seen like these wet markets. It's, you know, for, Western sensibilities, it's completely vile and disgusting. You can't believe the Chinese, especially in South China, they really have this thing. They believe in like the magic of what you're eating. And so, you know, they think they're going to get the power of a tiger if they eat tiger meat and stuff like that. You know, that's what Chinese medicine and the killing all the elephants in Africa to
and
get
the rhino horn, the rhino horn and everything.
Exactly. They're trying to make us feel like we're racist because we think that's weird that you want to eat eyeballs and animal dicks and whatever, you know.
Ooh, sorry. Ooh. Come on. Easy, Alexander. Easy. But I guess you're being honest, right?
So, we're racist for mentioning the fact that that's indeed what does happen. You know, it's not like, it's not racist. It's what happens. You know, if you've ever been there, which I have, and I love China. I love Chinese people. It's just that the stuff they eat can be really weird sometimes, you know.
I have a hard time believing for thousands of years they've eaten this stuff and all of a sudden that's where it originated from, some bat. And then it just seems ridiculous to me.
All the big plagues, if you go back to the medieval times, they did come from China. The bubonic plague and all that stuff came from China too.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did I not know that?
I don't know.
That's odd.
It took a while to spread, right? Because they didn't have airplanes back then. But.
I doing a little research on the 1918 flu, it came through one time, and that was, you know, bad, but not that bad. And then it mutated and came back around, and then it was devastating. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that kind of what we're possibly looking at here?
Yes. Yes. So that's the danger. It's not really the current iteration of the flu. It's what it could become. You know, then I've heard, you know, very paranoid things that I don't know what to make of. Like Carrie Cassidy says that that guy she talks to, is it Mark Williams? The guy who was the Dulce Wars, the underground alien base in in New Mexico, and he's in jail and has been for, for years. She visits him like every couple of months and does an interview with him. And he claims that this was a plan, the coronavirus bioweapon was a plan decades ago. And he says that we all have it already. We have the retrovirus inside of us already from the vaccines and the chemtrails and the whatever, and that it just, it gets activated by 5G, which is to say 60 gigahertz. Millimeter waves.
Well, you know, Wuhan, where that started, they just started a bunch of 5G towers there.
Well, right. It's one of the headquarters, if not the headquarters, of Huawei. And so, and it's just all very interesting. It all ties together. How I think, you know, the war, the trade war, the thing with Huawei that Trump has started has slowed down the rollout of 5G because they basically had a corner on the market. They made all of the infrastructure for 5G.
You know, I would love
networks.
I would love to have a real conversation with Donald Trump. Just sit down and say, look, Donald, just tell me the truth. I mean, what's really going on that trade war? What's really going on this? You know, cause that may be part of it. Is he wants to slow it down. I don't know.
I'm guessing yes.
You ever see the movie, The First Batman with Jack Nicholson and Michael Keaton?
I did, but that was a long time ago.
Okay. I can't remember if I talked this on, I do a lot of interviews and I can't remember if it was this show or they all start to mix up. But anyway, there's a scene in it where there's a virus, an outbreak that goes and the city is being rampaged and Batman figures it's not one thing. It's not one virus. It's the virus combined with the aerosol from the can combined with this, combined with that. And then boom, it creates the circumstance.
Oh,
I thought,
wow.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's the chemtrails combined with the 5G, combined with the virus, combined with the GMO, you know, the Roundup that's in the, it's like all of it, it triggers everything. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. That was 30 years ago or whatever it was.
I think that's what we're kind of looking at. And I think there is something to be said for, you know, the aspect that has to do with frequency. Medicine, you know, like Royal Rife, a guy who was boosted because his frequency medicine was working. And then again, it became a threat to Big Pharma and they ruined him.
Well, we had, you know, Patrick Porter from Brain Tap. I don't know if you know him, but he's basically taken this subliminal messages with the binaural beats, you know, in the headphones, and he's taken it to the next level with algorithms on certain levels where it's actually going into your brain patterns and realigning them. And all. I mean, it's crazy technology.
Wow.
And and I asked him, I said, well, you know, my immediate thought talking to you is, you're using it for good, but don't you think other people know this and can use it for evil? You know, and he kind of, he basically agreed, but then, I mean, there's people who got to know how to use this the other way.
Absolutely. You know, back in the 90s, I was reading stuff about brainwave entrainment, you know, psychotronic weapons. And I think that's a lot of what's going on in our current civil war right now. I bet you that there are psychotronic weapons being used. I think the TVs, can be a carrier of those frequencies.
Well, they are. There's no question, like the news, any of the major news, this was, what, 20 years ago? You had the one person sitting there talking calm in the nice suit or the lady in a nice dress. You had news coming on the top. You had news on the side and then a scrolling bar at the bottom and a certain frequency coming off the TV. And that was designed to put your brain waves in a certain receptible pattern. That's proven.
Yep. So I think that, there's a psychotronic war being waged against us too. So I don't watch that stuff. And once in a while, you know, when I have YouTube on, it goes into autoplay into like a mainstream news show. And it's like, oh my God, what's going on out there?
I feel weird. Yeah. This is making me feel weird. This was about, again, this was probably 30 years ago too. I can remember when somebody, you talk about bursting your bubble. This was a while ago. Somebody said, did you know about the subliminal messages in the Disney movies? I'm like, what in the world are you talking about? So this was when VHS, you know, you remember VHS? And so here, sit down with the VCR. And it got frame by frame on the VCR. He goes, look here, frame, 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 frame. I'm like, oh my gosh. And this was, again, 30 something years ago, Disney was doing these subliminal messages in their movie. And it's like, what in the world is going on?
Pornographic images inside the cartoons. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, what in the world is going on? Disney really is trying to mess with us. We got about a minute.
See, like, I've never been a fan. I've always had a creepy feeling about them.
Yeah.
And it's just like it's borne out. I mean, look at all the poor Disney kids. They all go crazy.
Oh,
you know,
my gosh.
All the stars.
Oh, don't even talk about poor Britney Spears. God only knows what happened to her.
Yeah.
We got about a minute, literally. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'm going to talk to you more, and hopefully we work on some stuff, and hopefully you get involved in what we're doing on this county level and help promote this.
Would love
and,
to.
And it's been a real pleasure. I hope you consider us a friend now,
yes,
or at least more so.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. You got about 30 seconds, whatever you want to say to the audience. ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net is our website.
Yeah, subscribe to ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net. It's free. You just have to look at the ad. You know, unfortunately, there are ads. That's how I stay alive. That's how I pay the bills. And,
well, we want
but
you
it's,
to pay
it's
the
fun.
Bills.
You know, I'm really – it's a full-time job to stay on top of the greatest, you know, thinkers on YouTube. And, you know, this is the real media that you need to get informed with.
Well, fantastic. It's been an absolute pleasure to meet you. Stay right there, Alex, and I'll say bye to you on the other side. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to be happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. That's really what Uncle Kevin and I, we talk about this all the time. But, you know, my family, Kat, Jay, all of us at the Power Hour, the Power Mall. So please be careful. It's a very peculiar time. It's a very potentially dangerous time, what have you. But be prepared to hold your loved ones tight and, you know, say your prayers. What else can I say? God bless you, and we'll be here tomorrow. Have a great evening.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.